This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone, I've got two special guests this morning. I've got Gwen Olton from the Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence here in Rochester and Kathy Castagna with Cugini de Rochester. They've got the Italian Heritage Day coming up October 1st. Thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ed. I'm delighted to be on your show.
We've got you guys both here. You guys are working together on this Italian Heritage Day that's coming up at the Public Market on October 1st. And it's a great partnership, and we wanted to have you guys on, one, to explain a little bit about your organizations and then how you kind of have come together to work together on this. Either one of you that wants to start, give us a little background on Cugini de Rochester and the Gandhi Institute.
Well, I've been working with Gandhi Institute for many, many, many years, and one of my good friends is Kit Miller, who used to be the director before Gwen, and Kit had a lot to do with the beginning of Cugini de Roch because we were a group of Italian Americans who wanted to see our culture celebrated in Rochester over and over and over again because we love being Italian. And so we decided to come together and have these conversation circles and invite all kinds of Italian Americans from all over Rochester to come. And it was during COVID, so we could only do it on Zoom. And we knew from the very beginning we had to have a really good facilitator for our conversation, because there was some sensitivity around our conversation, which I'll share in a minute. But Kit Miller was the person we all chose. She did a marvelous job of helping us think about what we valued, who we are, how we want to celebrate ourselves. And a lot of that came up in those conversations had to do with the fact that everybody agreed that Columbus didn't really represent us. And he may have represented Italians pretty well in the past, I don't know. But for us, it felt like that wasn't how we wanted to celebrate our culture, which is very consistent with the work of Gandhi Institute, because we're reaching across with Native Americans and other people so that we can be in partnership and do right by them. And they have been doing amazingly great work. So anyway, we decided to reach out to Gandhi as our supporter for this event, and Gwen and Aaron agreed.
What a great partnership. You know, we're working together like that. We know that great things can be done. And Gwen, I know you guys are just coming off an open house over there at the Gandhi Institute. And maybe give our listeners a little background. What exactly does the Gandhi Institute do here in our community?
Yeah, thanks so much, Kathy, for giving that history. And yeah, we just love the work of Kit Miller, who is we call our director emeritus. So yeah, so we are a nonprofit located in the Flex neighborhood on South Plymouth. So we're between like Flint and Magnolia over on South Plymouth. And our mission is really to equip people to use nonviolence to create a sustainable and just world. And, you know, we define nonviolence really broadly, but we focus on four core areas. And those are nonviolence education, restorative practices, environmental sustainability, and racial justice. So we've got all kinds of programming, but we focus on programming for people between the ages of 12 and 24, and also especially groups who serve those age groups. But yeah, we think about, you know, supporting Italian Heritage Day and the work that Kit and Kathy collaborated on in the beginning as part of this work of racial justice and also restorative practices and nonviolence education. We think about all of these things as like deeply interconnected.
It's a complex thing, as you mentioned there. We are talking with Gwen from the Gandhi Institute and Kathy with Cugini de Rochester. They've got the Italian Heritage Day coming up on October 1st. So you guys are working together. And does that mean you guys have a committee at each organization that is working on this special day? Or how is that kind of coming together?
So on our end at the Gandhi Institute, so Kathy had reached out to us so that we could provide some support with fiscal sponsorship. So helping to support with distributing funds for the event to take place. And then Aaron and I are just kind of on hand for anything that we can do to support the event.
So that's exactly right. We are new. Cugini de Roch has really only been in existence a couple of years, and things happened very fast. In June of 2022, the city of Rochester proclaimed Italian Heritage Day to be the first Sunday of October. we needed to do a very quick turnaround last year and did just a private event on the first Sunday. And it was wonderful. And the city supported us, gave us a facility, did all that. But this year we wanted something much bigger, which meant we had to raise funds. Like, we didn't have really any money. So when we started to look around about raising money for this event, we found out we really had to have a fiscal sponsor, and we didn't have time to become a full 501c3 nonprofit. And so there was Gandhi Institute ready to again come to our aid and become that fiscal sponsor. So we're so grateful.
What a great partnership there. Because, yeah, you're talking a lot of paperwork, you know, time and all that to become a 501c3. And the fact that you guys can work together is a beautiful thing. If somebody's listening and they're wondering what is going to happen on this day, Kathy, what can folks expect? Because it sounds like it's become a lot bigger than it was last year.
Oh, my God. So much bigger. We are so excited. The committee is blown away by how amazing this is becoming, because we've had visions of what we wanted, and it's really happening. It's not just a festival. It is truly a heritage day where we get to celebrate all aspects of our culture. And so we have been partnering with groups like RIT's language program. So we're going to have a booth that will just be all language. We have someone from Italy who's a visiting scholar that's working with them, and they're going to be setting up a whole language experience for people. We have the city historian who's working with us, and also someone from the RIT program and someone from U of R, who are going to set up like a StoryCorps booth where Italians, and we're so excited about this, where Italians could go and tell stories, and they're going to be archived. I mean, like, this is so amazing, because we're losing those stories every day. It will be wonderful to have those archived. We have a food booth, which is going to do demonstrations on how to make Italian food. And it's being done by a woman who did all the demos for Wegmans.
Oh, very nice.
So, like, we are bringing in amazing folks here. And then we have a whole visual and performing arts booth that's going to highlight dance and music. We have a gesturing booth where people are going to learn, when you see Italians speaking with our hands, it means something. And we're going to teach what it means when we speak with our hands. We have a games booth teaching things like Scopa, which is a card game in Italy, and Bocce. Then we're going to also document all the places in Italy that our families have come from through mapping and other things like that. And then we have children's activities, arts, crafts, you know, chalk painting, doing the whole nine yards. And SEEK, the Southeast Area Coalition, is going to set up a booth called Community Building. That's all happening in our booth. Then we have our vendors. We have wonderful food that is going to be sold there from, you know, Mama Napoli is doing arancini. We have, we have Al Dente doing a lot of food. We have Luigi's Ice Cream. We have a bartender who's coming in to do our Italian wines and beers. And I may be leaving something out. I can't remember, but, oh, wait, yes, I am. Salvatore's Pizza, Artichoke French is coming from Colleen. There's artichoke French and greens and beans. Don't you want to just taste some of this food? It's going to be so exciting.
You're making me hungry, I know.
And then the last thing is that on the stage, we have music going all day, Italian music. And then we have storytelling in between. So we've selected some people from our community to highlight. So I can tell you who they are, but people just have to come and be surprised, because we got some amazing folks who have done some, what we consider to be the contributions, exceptional contributions to our community as Italian Americans. And we want to highlight them. Some will be there in person. Some have already passed on. So they're relatives. I'll give you a hint on one. Jerry Mangione, who's written lots of books about being Italian, his family is coming to read from some of his books and talk about Jerry. That's just one I'm going to give you a highlight. Then we have opera singers. And we have an accordion player and dance instruction on stage. All this is going on stage. So, yeah, you can see the vision took off. I'm glad you used the word partnership, Ed, because so so much of this is partnership. Like, we have so many sponsors. I mean, I mentioned RIT. RIT's ASL, is, you know, the NCID is sending us ASL interpreters. You know, the Southeast Area Coalition, Ledestri Foods, John Nympho and Dr. Valenti have both given us generous contributions. So we have had so many great sponsors that are truly as excited as we are to finally have an event in Rochester that we can all be proud of. Wegmans and also Indigenous Peoples Day. So we've worked in talk about partnership. We've worked in partnership with them, and we've been supporting their event that's coming up on October 9th, and they're supporting our event.
Again, it's that partnership, and so many great partners like Wegmans and the others.
I want people to be sure to also put October 9th on their calendars at Genesee Valley Park, where we get to celebrate the Indigenous Peoples Day. And there's many Indigenous people in our community. Get to learn about them and meet them, which should be wonderful.
You mentioned something, Kathy, that we've been talking about a little bit here on Legends is the whole storytelling thing, right? That is a way that people can really dive in and understand a certain culture much better is through story. And that's how a lot of traditions are passed on, you know, historically. So if somebody's listening and they want to take part in that, they can come down and give their special story and you guys will take that down, right?
Absolutely. We've got high quality equipment that's being brought in to do a good job of collecting those stories. And I just want to say, I also have to put a shout out to our partnership with the city, with the public market. Jim Farr at the public market, when I went to him and said, what about a tie-in here? He goes, oh my God, perfect. We've always been wanting that. Our families, so many of our families, I have two generations before me that went and shopped at the public market. And so it's like a perfect fit. And there's so many Italian vendors there as well. Several of them are co-sponsoring this, Giordano's, Mama Napoli, and so pleased to be having that partnership with the public market. And of course, the city has been really helpful as well in doing so much of the background support work. They gave us a grant. And yeah, partnerships everywhere.
That's how you make an event come together for sure. A successful event is you know, community organizations coming together, working together. And it sounds like it's a great opportunity for people, like you were saying earlier, to better understand Italian culture, Italian heritage, and maybe their own family history, too.
Yes. And I'm glad you said that because, you know, we're losing some of this. You know, when I see the younger generation coming up, we're not telling them those stories that they're not, you know, knowing how to do like a tarantella. I realized recently that the younger generation doesn't have those traditions in the same way. Like, we used to just know how to do those because we'd go to celebrations and weddings and other things.
Sure.
And we have to teach it, right? And so having this event every year so that we can promote it. And I do need to say that our hope in the future is it's not just one day. October is Italian American Heritage Month, and our hope in the future is that, you know, we will be putting events around the city of Rochester during the month of October. So different organizations, restaurants, other places will highlight a day of the month where we could celebrate.
I think you guys are certainly on the right path to that, Kathy, with all the, as we said so many times now, the partnerships, it's, you know, to continue to grow and grow from there. Are you guys looking for volunteers for this?
Oh, yes. Thank you for saying that. We really are. So we have on our website, which is rockitalianheritage.org, has a button there where you can support through either joining our committee, coming in as a volunteer, an underwriter, any way you want to partner. You could just go to that website and find that. We truly, truly need some volunteers on that day. We just need, you know, people to do set up, take down, work the booths, all these booths that we have. So, yes, we do need volunteers.
Yeah, boots on the ground, big for sure, with an event coming up. Again, it's going to be October 1st at the Rochester Public Market, and you can get more details up on their website. And, Gwen, will you guys be there, too, from the Gandhi Institute?
I will definitely be there. I have Sicilian heritage, and I'm very excited to be there. And I'm some of our team will be there as well. Yeah, we're pumped to go and celebrate and be part of this amazing day.
And I think there's a real opportunity here. You know, we hear so much negative news these days, and it seems like, I think social media has everybody just so hyped up that this seems like a great example of how, you know, a community can come together. We can learn together and get past some of the misunderstandings that are out there on social media or in general in society.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really behave and treat one another differently when we share space and do things synchronously, as we like to say, right? Like at the same time, like together, we really think and act and interact with one another differently. It gives us an opportunity to really learn about and from and with one another.
100%.
I mean, face-to-face is so important. And, you know, a big part of this is some of us grew up in these pretty tight-knit communities where we were daily surrounded by a collective of people, right? Like, it was just given. Like, in my neighborhood, I think I was related to half of the people there. And it was all Italian. And there was a richness that came from that constant connection and a grounding. I feel like I got grounded there, right? And so many things, like you said, Ed, are pulling us away from those direct connections with each other. And this, I'm hoping, will not only be a day of that, but maybe friendships will be made there. It certainly has been happening to our committee. I have to tell you, I am just so joyous every time I meet another person who comes on and says, I'm so happy to find you, you know.
Yes.
And we're like, we're happy to have you. And so, yeah, that's what it's about. It's connecting.
As much as some people don't think so and want to be introverts, human beings are social people. So it is important, you know, to gather together, to eat together, just to converse together. And I think this is a great opportunity to do so. Again, it is October 1st at the Rochester Public Market. And Kathy, it is free to the public for this?
Absolutely. Free to the public. The only thing would be buying food and drinks. Just, you know, we're trying to support our local food trucks and vendors. So sure to come prepared to eat some great food.
Yes. Oh, very good food for sure. You can definitely enjoy that. And Gwen, I've got to ask you quickly, you mentioned earlier your four pillars and one stood out to me that I didn't realize, you know, the education, the racial justice, restorative practice. I was like, okay, yep, with the Gandhis, but the sustainability, how does that work into what you guys do?
Yeah, so we think about sustainability in a couple different ways. One of them is environmental sustainability. And so we have about a 3/4 kind of plot of land that the Gandhi Institute is on. And we have gardens and community beds. And we think about, you know, our sustainability in terms of how we're using the resources of the Institute, how we are interacting with our environment. So we request that folks keep and maintain vegetarian in the house because we know that's one of the ways that we can support environmental sustainability. But we also look at the sustainability of our team and think about how do we care for one another so that we can keep doing good work in the community without kind of burning out because, you know, there's so much to do.
Yeah.
So, we try to take good care of each other. We have a 4-day work week. Yeah, really help one another out if anything is going on. We use a lot of circle processes to stay connected and build relationships.
You guys, just talking to both of you, Gwen and Kathy, so much in common between your two organizations and a lot of common themes about working together and partnership and getting people to, you know, maybe re-envision how they look at others in the world. And it's very nice to see that synergy with you guys. And again, if folks want more information, you can just go to rocitalianheritage.org or the Gandhi Institute is at gandhiinstitute.org. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you
so much, Ed.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.